morning, the M23 forces that are backed by Rwanda Army tried to get into Goma. They were fighting in a city called Kishanja, which is not far away from Goma. And the army called for an aerial support. That's the reason why one of the jet fighters located in Goma took off and went down to help those who were on the field. On the way back, before actually landing in Goma's airport, several fires of shell, I think there were like three shell fires, went towards the plane. One was almost hit the plane, but he had to use his anti-defense system, and he could land safely. But at the airport, there were still fires. Little fire started on the plane, and the firefighters shut it down. So saying that our jet was violating Rwanda's territory is a false statement.
So Rwanda says it took defensive measures against your aircraft. Did Rwanda shoot your aircraft down?
They tried to shoot down our aircraft. Actually, on the Congolese territory, that's where, you know, they're wrong. We do have all the information, we do have videos showing that the fighter was on the Congolese airspace. That's where they tried to shut it down. The point is, since they missed to shut it down, they were the first one to send out an announcement saying that we violated their airspace, which was not the case.
This is not the first time Rwanda is complaining.
You know, I think we Congolese and the international community has to understand the complaints of the Congolese. The M23, everybody knows. All the countries, even the USA, says that Rwanda is backing the M23. We have signed in Rwanda, we have signed agreement in Nairobi, Kenya. And the M23 accept that time to withdraw from the Congolese territory. Until today, weeks after, nothing is done. And they launched this morning an attack to try to get Goma. We fire back a few kilometers from Goma, and our army has to use the jet fighter. That's the reason why, since they lost their position this morning, they could not succeed on their attack. They fire at our jet on our land, on our territory.
I was speaking to an analyst from Rwanda who says that this whole thing is your government trying to agitate because of the elections coming up in your country.
Mr. Butler, I have a question. When the election took place in Rwanda, Mr. Kagame violated and changed the constitution, I think, more than once to remain into power. We don't have anything to learn from Rwanda. Congo has a real democracy, and the President Tshisekedi is fighting as the independent commission to organize elections in December. So we are seeing the effort made by the government, effort made by the independent commission to organize elections on time. So there is no false situation here, and I'm not seeing the reason why President Tshisekedi will postpone the elections just for because he's in trouble. This is not the case. The main point is the M23, backed by Rwanda, has to withdraw from their position. They're not doing so. They try to move on, and we won't let them do it again.
Abraham, thank you very much.
You're more than welcome.